Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is hours away from calling New York's mass shooting terrorism. He's expected to say it was motivated by a hateful and perverse ideology after meeting with grieving families. His visit will include seeing the supermarket where 10 people were killed Saturday. This as a vigil was held Monday night, attended by New York City Mayor Eric Adams and State Attorney General Lolita James.
So as a New Yorker and as a neighbor, but most of all, as a black woman from Brooklyn, I feel the pain. I cry at night.
Workers continue to rescue the last Ukrainian defenders holed up inside a massive steel plant in the devastated port city of Mariupol. The soldiers have spent weeks inside the plant along with civilians, the last holdouts in the city. More than 50 seriously wounded fighters were taken to a hospital east of the city. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Voters in 5 states, including the Keystone State, are heading to the polls on Tuesday.
Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman said over the weekend that he suffered a stroke on Friday and that he would be off the campaign trail for the near future, including his campaign's election night rally. The 52-year-old is the clear frontrunner in the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Republican Pat Toomey. The health challenge is not expected to evaporate his consistent double-digit polling lead over Congressman Conor Lamb, his main primary rival. Most of the action has been on the GOP side of the contest, with Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick trading blows via TV ads and a late surge by pundit Kathy Barnett. But it's Oz who has the Trump endorsement in the race. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Elon Musk says his $44 billion bid for Twitter can't move forward until the company is more clear about how many of its accounts are fake. You're listening to USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The price of gas just keeps going up. The AAA station survey finding the national average price for regular is now $4.52 a gallon. Diesel also setting a record at $5.57 a gallon. That's up over $2 from a year ago today. Professor Brian Brenberg serves as an executive vice president and associate professor of business at King's College. He believes gas is going to continue to rise.
We'll be over $5 a gallon in July and August when the driving season starts, unless something radical changes, like China completely shuts down its economy again. But this is not going to get better anytime soon. And it's political self-sabotage for the Biden administration. I mean, I cannot believe people who have been in D.C. this long and who understand how much gas prices matter to their electoral prospects are completely cutting themselves out at the knees.
A law enforcement official is looking into how two Utah police officers handled a traffic stop involving Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie before she disappeared and was found in Wyoming dead. A lawyer representing Petito's family is blaming the officers for Petito's death, saying in a statement, the officers' failure to understand or follow the requirements of the law left Gabby defenseless with her abuser and resulted in the lost opportunity to avoid this preventable tragedy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me. What's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and it's time for James Herson. Yes, the one and only best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. Hey, Mr. James, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, and, nothing to talk about it.
No, absolutely not. I mean, being since you're there in Orange County, I mean, we've got a church that was shot up over the weekend. I mean, this is like, this absolute madness. I mean, what is going on here?
No, it is. As a matter of fact, the press is still assembled in this little community of Laguna Woods, California. And helicopters, they're still circling. I think they're press helicopters. But the national media and the cable media have dropped the story, in essence, because it doesn't fit their narrative. You know,
exactly.
Two shootings that happened in a matter of 48 hours, you know, there was a shooting in Buffalo where there's a white perpetrator in a black neighborhood. And of course the press has cherry-picked to create a narrative, and Biden is jumping on that narrative by going to Buffalo today. And in addition, we hear over and over again, almost instantly, there were releases about the background of the guy to support this white supremacist extremist meme. And then here, this one in California is a Taiwanese Presbyterian congregation that had rented a church. And I've been in this church. I know this church, Geneva Presbyterian Church. And they were having a luncheon to celebrate, I think, a past pastor. And the perpetrator came in, now the reports are, you never know how accurate everything is, with two semi-automatic pistols. And somehow, I'm assuming, and this is typical, this gentleman was a 68-year-old Asian man shooting a group of Taiwanese. And there seems to be no follow-up, no releases. We don't hear about this Asian man, Asian crime, whatever this may be, about the motive, which raises suspicions that not only that maybe it doesn't fit the narrative, maybe it goes against the narrative, but part of this story is beautiful, and that is that we're talking about a very small group of people that were in this particular gathering. It was like 30 people. And at some point, either the gun jammed or he ran out of ammo, he'd already done some damage. The pastor who was there chair at him, knocked him down, and a group of Asian Christians tackled the guy, hogtied him, took away his weapons. So when the police came, basically he was there tied up. So they were heroes. But for their actions, obviously this guy had two semi-automatics. He would have reloaded or whatever, get up the gun on Jim, whatever he was doing, and he would have killed a lot more. He wounded four and killed one, and as far and all four were critically wounded. So I don't, you know, I don't know
what the aftermath would be. Right? Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shocker. This is a suburban, elderly, I would say mostly white and Asian population, and low crime type place. And it's like, it's just, as we look, Democrat run jurisdictions are not safe for habitability anymore. And that's true of Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, and New York, and others. And if the Democrats have their way and spread their policies, which have created this, this is not an accident. It is created. It's created primarily by defunding police, bad bail laws, and Soros-funded prosecutors who shouldn't be called prosecutors, because what they are criminal enablers. And every one of these places now has this. This was an absolute strategy and an invasion, an attack on America, just like we're seeing everywhere. It's an attack on America. You know, it's funny because now we have people in Congress saying that America's at war without a declaration or anything else. And that, of course, they're talking about Ukraine. But there was a war, all right. And it's a war where our leaders are waging war on our people.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you talk about Joe Biden hustling off to Buffalo, you know, to address that issue there. But you'd think if he had any concern whatsoever, maybe he would go down to the border and redirect those pallets of baby formula that's being sent to the borders of illegal immigrants coming into the country instead of the citizens and the parents that are, you know, going around driving, in some cases, hundreds of miles to scour empty shelves looking for baby formula.
It's not just failed leadership. It's not just negligence. It's intentionally harming the supply chain. It's intentionally because the FDA shut down the large manufacturer of baby formula over questionable, very questionable reasons. And they've since, under pressure, reopened. But it takes months for them to, you know, catch up on production. But one of the key things,
and James, they knew about that, and they knew about this, James. They knew about this 7-8 months ago.
Of course they did.
Right?
Well, just like they know about the inflation and lied about it. Just like they know about the open border and continue to lie about it. That's why I say it's a strategy. They're strategically using the Cloward-Piven formula to harm the economy. I mean, you can't do these things and say you're not harming the economy. It's too simple. Everybody understands how dangerous it is. Interestingly, talk about the inconsistency. Going to Buffalo because it fits the narrative, and ignoring Wisconsin when a African American perpetrator with an SUV mows down little girls, and the president didn't have time to even reference it. Whereas this one, he can't wait to get on a plane and exploit it and talk about undermining the Second Amendment, which, of course, that's what they use these things for.
Well, they're hoping that this is going to help them with the midterms. I mean, they're scrambling, James. I mean, they're burning novena candles for another pandemic to help them, you know, survive the midterm elections. Anything. Because they're that desperate, and they're going to go to immeasurable means. I mean, you know, I think that's what we have to look forward to.
I'm sure.
I'll tell you what, we got to go to quick break. Let's pick it up from there. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The America's Own Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And we've got James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst, continuing with us. James, I want to pick up where we left off in the first segment here with, you know, what this administration is doing to the American people.
No, it's amazing. You know, we were talking, you said they were burning novena candles for another pandemic. They're predicting a surge and a, you know, basically a COVID crisis coming back in the fall. Isn't that a coincidence? Isn't that convenient when there's the midterms coming in November? And, you know, if you went to the British bookies and tried to place a bet, you know, obviously the odds are going to be with a coming pandemic. And this is at the same time when the Biden administration is trying to amend the treaty that governs the World Health Organization so that it can have the power to shut down countries.
They did such a great job during COVID, right? Because of what they've done in the previous 2.5 years, we should entrust them with this. All I got to say, James, is this, is that if there is not a huge shellacking of the Democratic Party in the midterms, then the Republicans need to call timeout on themselves and reconnoiter, because if you cannot absolutely destroy the Democratic Party with all the policies and the damage that Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and the Democratic Party at large, progressives and the left, have done to this country, then you know what? You don't deserve a seat at the table, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, there may not be a table to sit at if that happens.
You're right.
I mean, you know, we're talking about, I mean, obviously the just NBC News came out with a recent poll. NBC, by the way, one of Biden's best friends as a corporation, and came out with a poll showing Biden at 39%. He's in Nixon territory. And of course, you add to that historically that, you know, that the party that's in power during the intermittent year almost always loses seats. So, all the indicators are that a shellacking is coming, except one. There's only one indicator that would indicate that the Democrats can win, and that's the mail-in ballot, harvesting, 2,000 mules.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to say, does 2,000 mules have any effect on the midterms as well? Because this is the evidence that people have been waiting for. And the mainstream media and everybody, you know, that is supporting the Democratic Party is doing everything they can to stifle it and to tap it down. But this evidence is irrefutable, isn't it?
It's very, very well done, very strong. As a matter of fact, that type of evidence, and we're using cell phone technology and the geodirectional pings that are in apps, have already been ruled in criminal cases as being reliable evidence. So, you know, the amazing thing is, and shocking to me, is to see Dinesh D'Souza, who has always been a very responsible conservative, been careful about what he promotes, and a very thoughtful person that has been held in very high esteem in almost all parts of the right side of the aisle, and many, even on the left, used to respect him. He's been basically blocked from appearing on shows. He's been castigated and really attacked by fellow conservatives. It's disgusting to watch with the work that he did and the way that they so carefully put this together. It's really, I've never seen anything like it, but it kind of reminds me of, I mean, things that are happening that we keep saying, we keep using the word unprecedented.
Exactly.
Because it's a battle of good and evil.
Yeah, it really is.
Ultimately, this is in the spiritual dimension, and we're seeing the evil forces manifest. And in the policies, nothing exhibits it more than to see these raging rent-a-mobs out there after they leaked in an unprecedented manner a Supreme Court draft opinion.
Yeah, I'm glad you're transitioning this, because this is what I wanted to bring up as well, is the targeting of Supreme Court justices. And this is, as you said, unprecedented, and all with a means to an end.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, and we've already had all of the so-called feminist organizations say it's going to be a summer of rage. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the same groups, the Antifa groups, the BLM, the rent-a-mobs, the dark money groups, are all aligning with the pro-abortion, pro-death organizations. And so they're getting ready for another summer, a kind of a rerun of 2020. And, I'm afraid it's going to include some of the same tactics.
I'm sure it probably will, James. But you know, one thing that you have to look at is that you've got almost 50 years of empirical evidence by women, of women, from women who experienced the brutality of abortion and its long-standing effects. And what they're doing is, this is this organic movement that you and I have talked about, that has been building up over the decades. And it's come to a head to such a degree that when you look, what I'm observing is the number of protesters that are pro-abortion. They are not of the same number that they were even 10 years ago, because the women, again, who have experienced this horrific abortion process, who carry the pain of a lost child, a person, a human being, their own child, till the day they die, is speaking out and saying, I don't want my fellow sisters to go through the same thing that I went through.
Sure. Just like the original Jane Roe, Norma McCarthy became pro-life, Bernard Nathanson, Abby Johnson. And so in order to increase their numbers, what they're doing is the same coalition building that the left usually does. So it's not just the women's rights that are endangered by the extreme right wing, according to them. It is, in fact, it's gay rights. It's trans rights. It's minority rights, blah, blah, blah. So try to organize their victim classes to
exactly
all get out this summer. And they're all out there. I mean, the people that gathered and protested at the Supreme Court, at the Supreme Court justices' homes, they looked exactly like the people that have been protesting in places like Seattle and Portland. They're the same people, mostly rich white liberals, but you know, with the coalition drawn together, some Antifa punks and the usuals. But the fact is, they will damage any institution in order to further their agenda. And the Supreme Court has been irreparably damaged because the justices that work there, and I speak as someone that's had 36 cases in the Supreme Court. I've met Supreme Court justices. I've interviewed them. In order for them to function, they're like a jury in that sense. Mm-hmm. They have to have confidentiality and trust.
Exactly. Right.
And
James, 30 seconds left. Where's Justice Roberts? Where is the Supreme Court in unanimity to condemn what's happened to them? And we'll leave it right there. The best-selling author, median legal analyst, James Herson. Thank you, James. Take care.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment.
It's easy. Only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is hours away from calling New York's mass shooting terrorism. He's expected to say it was motivated by a hateful and perverse ideology after meeting with grieving families. His visit will include seeing the supermarket where 10 people were killed Saturday. This as a vigil was held Monday night, attended by New York City Mayor Eric Adams and State Attorney General Lolita James.
So as a New Yorker and as a neighbor, but most of all, as a black woman from Brooklyn, I feel the pain. I cry at night.
Workers continue to rescue the last Ukrainian defenders holed up inside a massive steel plant in the devastated port city of Mariupol. The soldiers have spent weeks inside the plant along with civilians, the last holdouts in the city. More than 50 seriously wounded fighters were taken to a hospital east of the city. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour, Jeff Kemp is with us. He's the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL quarterback, now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Hey, lots to talk about, and I do want to talk about the lonely male. But if you can humor me for just a moment, only because this is something that just has been recurring in these successive weeks, and that is the battle against good and evil. And what God has opened my eyes to, Jeff, and I wanted to get your perspective on it. I just so appreciate your clarity, because what God has revealed to me is that in Jesus' time, the Pharisees looked at Jesus as being evil, and they were good. And here we are, fast forward, 21st century, and the political divide, you know, in that case, it was a religious divide, but somewhat political in some kind of foundation as well. You've got the same thing, the same dynamic going on, is that each side is looking at the other side as evil. But Jesus gave a litmus test. And he said, clearly, you can tell the difference between good and evil as to who your God is. And I wanted to get your read on this, and then I want to talk about the lonely male, if you can tolerate me for just a second.
Yeah, well, you said that the last couple weeks, I think we're talking the last couple millennia.
Yeah, right.
Ever since, you know, Cain killed Abel, we've had that aggressive, nasty, brutal death resulting evil in our world. And the author of that is Satan. The very first thing he ever said to Adam and Eve, and he spoke to Eve first, he said, did God really say that? And then the next thing he said, so first he plants doubt. The next thing he says, you will surely not die. No, you surely will not die, the way God said, if you eat of that tree, which is basically a tree of rebellion, a tree of saying, I want to be my own God. I want to be in charge. I want to know everything and be in control. And that decision's always gotten us in trouble. But the evil runs right down the human heart. And as you and I speak of it today, and we could, you know, point out the racist murder of these people in Buffalo, or an Islamic terrorist that's killing Christians in the Middle East, or a sex addicted, deranged person that's raping and killing a girl, or the source of pride and war that will take another country. Evil is manifest in very dark ways. At the same time, evil's in my heart when I want what I want over someone else, when I won't take the blame.
What's consistent, though, Jeff? What's consistent with evil? In the two questions that Satan asked Eve, what was consistent? It was a lie. He lied. And this is what Jesus... This is Jesus' point. Is that he is a liar. He's always been a liar. He's the father of liars. So for people to check themselves before they wreck themselves is pause for just a moment. And you have to really be a discerner of truth and committed to the truth no matter what. Your agenda has to be subordinated. That, you know, to your point, you know, our egos get into it. I got to be right. No, you've got to be following the truth. If you're following the truth, then you're associated with the father of truth. If you buy into a lie, then you represent the father of liars. You are a liar, and now here you are. We're throwing stones across the abyss here at one another, both calling each other evil. Well, not necessarily, right?
Yeah, I'm struggling with in this day and age where each side blames the other for the fullness of evil,
right,
and the solutions they come up with far too often are political and surface and policy oriented, which we know are kind of one size fits all, never accurate, usually exaggerated, and many times counterproductive. Okay. Mm-hmm. Whereas the true solution is each person needs to work on themselves. We need to call out Satan as the source and point to Jesus Christ as the source of forgiveness, of healing, of human transformation, and of bringing peace amongst people who have differing motives and differing backgrounds and differing views. And so I got to be able to call out hatred, racism, discrimination. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I need to be able to do that in a way that says the solution to this is in the human heart and in human relationships, not in a particular law. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't any laws that we can pass. We've certainly made progress in this country passing many laws, and there have been laws that are wrong before. But today, everyone tells you it's an ideology that's going to save you. Ideology is not going to save you. It's going to divide you, and they're using ideology to divide us today.
Right.
So evil... is going to point to the surface solution, which will never be a solution. God's solution is Jesus Christ. He was the one who said, "I'm the way, I'm the truth."
But in a sense, that is an ideology, is it not? I mean, you've got a conflict, you've got a war of ideologies here that's taking place, and only one is true. And ultimately,
ideology is commitment to a set of ideas. The difference in this case is, we're committed as Christians to a person, and the person modeled and lived the ideas of love and truth,
right,
and justice and humility. So I'm really not committed to the ideas of Jesus, which I could warp if I create an ideology out of them. I'm committed to Jesus.
Okay. I guess we're having a kind of a bit of a definition conflict on it, but I see where you're getting on it. But I did want to get to one of the topics that you had sent me, and that was the lonely American male. Can we switch over to that? Because, I mean, a big part of your ministry is that you're dealing with men, and on a near daily basis. And what is happening right now? Why is the American male so isolated these days?
Oh, boy. Well, we live in a digital culture instead of a relational culture. Boys don't grow up with their dad in the field or in the factory or in the woodshop. We have less camaraderie. We've kind of thinned out friendship to be a million people on Facebook and Instagram instead of two or three guys who we meet with every week at the coffee shop or down at the, you know, the basketball court and talk about our lives. And Jesus had friends. Jesus turned those guys into friends. And Jesus calls himself a friend. It's amazing. John 15. Jesus, I call you friends. But men have been beaten up by the culture as, you know, at fault for so many things. And obviously we can find bad examples of masculinity in men. But to turn them into women and to make them into consumers and to tell them that they're all about consuming sports and gambling and video games and sexual content leading to porn, leading to addiction. These things that reduce men to just consumers rather than producers, creators, improvers of society, heroes, that men want to be heroes. We're made to be heroes. We're made to take some risks. We're made to produce. Mm-hmm. We need help to be relational, but we get that from a mentor. We get it from a close friend or two. Men will open up if they know there's a safe and confidential friend they can talk to. But society has thinned that. And these guys that create crimes, they're stuck on the internet with no friends, going down some rabbit trail, and then they get a gun and get crazy.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you're encouraging men to get together, meet in a small group, you know, three, four guys that you can have honest conversations with and hold each other accountable, you know, to go ahead.
Exactly. And in the weeks to follow, Bill, you and I will talk about how do men build deep quality friendship that's safe and loyal, where you can open up and talk, have someone's got your back and you got their back, you won't feel alone. You can go through losing a job together or a marriage breaking up or facing cancer with a teammate. That's what men are made for.
Well, Jeff Kemp is husband to Stacy, dad to four sons, believe it or not, grandpa to six. Wow, six additional arrows in the quiver. God bless you, Jeff Kemp. That's awesome. Take care, pal.
Want to kill bugs like the pros do? Now you can with Maggie's Farm. Created by pest control professionals, Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control. All of our plant-based products are safe to use around children and pets and won't leave behind a messy, oily residue. Maggie's Farm. Lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant-kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You know, it's the war that we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen, and we talk about it in terms of spiritual war. And if you have ears to hear, this makes sense. If you don't, you're going to get pulverized because, I mean, here it is, all the craziness that's going on in our country right now. I mean, these young families, I just feel for them in a panic for baby formula. And then they read that our president is shipping baby formula to the border to help illegals. I mean, it's one thing to be compassionate. I understand that. But when you got your own people, the people who have paid for all this stuff and paid their taxes, and you're ignoring them to support illegal immigrants, I mean, this is wrong on so many levels, in my humble opinion. But this is just how crazy it is right now. But, you know, the battle that is going on, as I was trying to discuss with Jeff Kemp a moment ago, is this clear battle between good and evil? And each side, you know, what happens when each side sees itself as evil, you know, or as good, and the other side is evil? This is what we have. And so what is the litmus test? You know, how do you know that you're on the side of good versus, how do you really know that you know that you're on the side? You know, that's my question. Anyway, set that aside for now, and let's bring on the good news girl. Samantha Mao is with us. If you go to BillMartinezLive.com and go to Sam's Corner, you will see all these latest viral videos that have just gone crazy. And she reports every week on them, and we're just so pleased to have her here every week. Sam, good to be talking to you as always. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I read this last week, and I said, oh, I got to share this with you and see what you think. Here's this bride. She's at the altar, and all of a sudden she stops the wedding. And she says, I've made a terrible mistake. Now, if you're the groom, what are you thinking? Right? And if you're the groom,
for just a minute.
And if you're the parents, what are you thinking? My God, like, we couldn't have figured this out 6 months ago, all the money we've invested, you know, and then
so true.
And then all the witnesses there at the wedding going, oh, is this going to be fun? You know, we're going to be talking about this for a while, right? Well, people realize, and I don't know why she didn't realize this sooner, but up at the altar, she realizes that she forgot half her dress. And I don't know if all of a sudden wind was coming up the back part of it, or, you know, maybe some little kid said, hey, your other cheeks are showing. I don't know, you know, whatever. You know how kids are. They're so honest. But no, it wasn't the case. She forgot her train, and so he had to put the dress. And I mean, the poor groom, he's probably, you know, taking this big, deep breath going, look at, you know, I married up as it is, and now this woman is telling me at the altar she's made a terrible mistake, and all my worst nightmares have come true, right?
Oh, my goodness. I did see that video, and I thought, you know, it was so funny because I just picture, like, what would you do, like, what would I do in this situation? You know, I'm a bride. It's a really cool, it's basically like a skirt that makes it like fuller, that goes around. I was like, I actually have a lot of respect for this bride because she didn't get upset. She was totally calm. She was smiling. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, you know, I was like, I love this part. I want this part. I paid for this part. We're going to stop the wedding for just a second. I'm going to get the skirt put on. And it did look really fabulous when she did. And I was like, you know, I appreciate that she didn't get upset. Or, right. You know, it just kind of made it a memorable wedding for all of us. It maybe stopped the groom's heart for a moment.
Yeah. Could you imagine? Because, you know, things are tense enough as it is around wedding day and anything, you know, out of whack. But, yeah, she was very good natured. And this groom is very lucky to have a woman who can, you know, flex with things when things happen like this, because boy, I'll tell you, I know a lot of women that would have been it would have been a disaster, you know, and it could have. But she was very, you know. In fact, I was a bit surprised she just didn't say, okay, take two, we're gonna go back and walk and do this all over again, right? But she said, no, we'll get the dress on, go from there.
So great.
Oh no, exactly.
She still got her skirt because, you know, some people, I was looking at the comments of what other women said because I was curious. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some women were just like, you know, I would have just not said anything and just regretted it forever because, you know, I would have wanted that dress, but I would have wanted to interrupt. And just the way she handled it was, like, funny and, I thought, kind and memorable.
Could you imagine regretting it forever? Her and her husband regretting it forever, because he's going to be paying the price because he's got to be with her, you know, and for, you know, for the whole term of the marriage, he's going to have to be dealing with something that wasn't even his fault. But somehow, I mean, this could be a scene from Everybody Loves Raymond. I could see it right now, but hysterical. Anyway, let's get on to some other viral videos. I heard about this. This is incredible. This passenger, I mean, he's on a plane, and the pilot have a heart attack or blackout or something like that? But anyway, he was incapacitated. This guy doesn't know anything about flying a plane, and he's being coached, you know, with no experience, how to land the plane. And thank God, the good news is he landed the plane, right?
That's right. So the incident began around noon. The pilot, there was one pilot and two passengers, and the pilot starts to tell the passengers, oh, I'm not feeling so well. And it's not clear exactly what happened, but the pilot loses consciousness, and the plane actually began a nosedive and take a sharp turn. So this passenger, his name's Darren Harrison. He's a 39-year-old guy. His wife is pregnant at home. He's got to get home. And he has the presence of mind to say, immediately, I was just talking to my husband about this. I don't know that I would think of this. He grabs the plane and pulls it back up. Doesn't know how to fly the plane. Pulls the plane back up from the nosedive, and he gets on the radio with
probably something you saw on TV, Sam. Right?
Oh, really?
Maybe. I'm just thinking. You know, because you know we watch this stuff, and we're like, you know, you got to pull back. And so maybe that was something, you know, that he learned, you know, from television. I mean, for somebody who had no flying experience at all, but good move.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So he, like I said, calls air traffic control, where the air traffic controller was actually on break, but he's also a flight instructor. He's on a lunch break. So they go get him on his lunch break, and they're like, there's two passengers flying the plane. There's a passenger flying the plane. We need to figure it out. So he is actually a flight instructor, and he has never flown this type of plane. He looks at a picture of the cockpit, and this is how he navigates Darren back down to the ground. And the two guys hugged each other. I think this was like a real team effort, but Darren's the hero of the day for grabbing controls when he just, you know, his life was on the line. Two other, you know, the pilot and his friend were on the line.
Yeah.
And
save three people save three people and a plane. Wow. And this is incredible. And I don't know if you heard, but the instructor said this is the most difficult thing to do, is to teach anybody. He says it's impossible. So, I mean, you're talking, you know, this was really a miracle that he was able to do this. As a flight instructor, he says, this is just impossible to, you know, have somebody land a plane with no experience, and we're giving him, you know, voice instructions like this. What an incredible story. And these stories continue. You've got here, this is, boy, talk about incredible. You got a non-speaking valedictorian with autism giving a commencement speech that stopped and silenced everybody, right?
That's right. So Elizabeth Bonker, she's the Rollins College valedictorian. And she was actually chosen. There was four valedictorians, and she was chosen by the other her co-valedictorians to deliver the speech. And she actually uses a text-to-speech program to deliver it. And, you know, this has obviously changed her life, the ability to communicate, because, you know, there were times, I'm sure, in the past when she wouldn't have been able to necessarily communicate this way. If, you know, if you're not verbal and people don't understand how to communicate with you, you may have all these thoughts in your mind that just aren't getting through. And this is just an amazing thing. She actually gave her speech, the valedictorian speech, and then she also started an organization to help other people who are nonverbal communicate, communication for all. And she said for us not to underestimate the value of our voice. And she knew that that was ironic since she was nonverbal.
Yeah. Exactly.
But, you know, it's something we shouldn't take for granted. And what an amazing thing to, like, you know, I thank God for the ability for her to be able to communicate like that and for us to know the brilliance of her mind. And then I think it's an inspiration to others, you know, other people who may not, you know, who have children or who may not be able to communicate themselves.
It goes back to what I've said all along. You don't know what you don't know. And here is this person that blesses everybody. And my goodness, what are they going to take with them probably for the rest of their lives, if not a nugget or two, you know, from this commencement speech? This next story is about a 7-year-old girl. She loses a shoe at a track meet. Now, anybody loses a shoe, anything that gets you stopping in a track meet, forget it. You're not going to win. But this gal, she loses a shoe. She goes back, gets her shoe, and then she still wins. What the heck happened? How was she able to do this?
That's right. So Taylor Crawford, you know, I watched this video. I didn't realize quite how young she was at first. I just see this, you know, this row of girls lined up to race. And I see this little girl start to take off and then turn around and grab her shoe and put it back on and take off. And she catches up and then she wins. She wins the whole race. She does the 100 and 200 meters. And apparently she didn't know how amazing what she did was until after the race, and everybody was telling her how amazing it was. She's just like, she just doesn't like to lose. And it hadn't even occurred to her.
I guess not. It's not part of her deal. Hey, 40 seconds left. We've got a couple that falls in love while recovering from heart and lung transplant. What did they do? They exchanged a heart for a lung in each other? What happened here?
That's right. So Bobby, they just met when they were getting their transplant. So in the months since his transplant, Bobby stayed at Nora's home, and they were out. They were organ transplant patients, and for their families, and they met and they fell in love. So they got a second chance at life and a chance at love too.
Wow! And all it took was a heart and a lung. I mean, what happened to what happened to dowries? I guess dowries don't exist anymore. Now you got to give, you know, organ pieces and parts anymore. That's true love, I guess. Samantha Mao, she's the good news girl. Thank you, Sam. Take care. Have a blessed day.
Thanks so much. You too. Bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.